This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska finished notifying utility companies yesterday that they will not receive any power cost equalization credits for fiscal year 2020. That means that starting this month, people in rural Alaska will pay for the high cost of electricity without any state subsidy. But that could still change. KYUK's Greg Kim asked Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, the region's utility company, how much people can expect to pay for electricity next month.
AVIC sends the electricity bill to 58 communities in rural Alaska. CEO and President Mira Kohler says the cost will go up a lot.
PCE represents about half of the electric bill, and so their electric bill will immediately double.
In dollar amounts, that's about $100 to $150 a month for the average household in rural Alaska. But Kohler says that's just part of the cost. Electricity is a major budget item for water and sewer treatment plants.
So not only will their electric bill go up, but their water bill and sewer bill is going to go up dramatically too.
Kohler says she feels sick thinking about the effects of eliminating PCE.
I mean, it literally makes my stomach hurt. It's just, it is such a low blow. It just feels like, you know, 35 years of promises and commitments have just been swept out the door.
But some people are more optimistic. The Alaska Energy Authority writes the check to utility companies for PCE credits. And AEA Executive Director Curtis Thayer says he expects PCE to come back.
The governor is supportive of the PCE. The legislature is supportive of it. We anticipate that funding to be restored. And when that is done, people will be made whole on their electrical bills with the credits from July 1st.
Thayer's prediction will depend on action from the state legislature. And that will be more of a possibility now that Governor Mike Dunleavy has changed his special session call to bring lawmakers together in Juneau. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
More than a week after Alaska lawmakers started a session in two different cities, the split is over. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced yesterday that the location of the second special session has been changed from Wasilla to Juneau, and Dunleavy added the capital budget to the agenda. Dunleavy spokesman Mac Shukaro says Dunleavy is allowing legislative work to advance.
The governor has said that we have to find a way to move forward, and certainly meeting in two locations isn't going to allow that to happen.
Legislative leaders thank Dunleavy for the changes. Senate President Kathy Geisel, an Anchorage Republican, says the changes followed a series of meetings the governor has held with the four caucus leaders.
We were very thankful that we could find alignment on the subject of location and the priority of the capital budget.
Lawmakers have expressed concern that the state could lose up to $1 billion in federal funding if the state does not fund its share of the capital budget by July 31st. While the legislature passed the capital budget last month, lawmakers could not agree on how to fund it. Dunleavy called the special session in Wasilla, but majorities of both chambers met in Juneau. Dueling lawsuits have been filed seeking to invalidate each location. Anchorage Republicans Senator Mia Costello and Representative Lance Pruitt asked Dunleavy to add the capital budget to the call. Pruitt says the governor showed leadership with the new proclamation.
And the governor said, you know, I am going to do everything I can to bring people together so that we can have these conversations.
House Speaker Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham independent, said in a statement that the announcement is a significant step to ending the political turmoil disrupting Alaskans' lives. Lawmakers are expected to arrive in Juneau on Thursday, the 11th day of the 30-day special session. Lastly, the Alaska chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union is suing Governor Mike Dunleavy over what it says is an unconstitutional and retaliatory move against the state's court system. The group says a veto by the governor last month threatens the separation of powers between the three branches of government. The lawsuit filed yesterday in state superior court seeks to restore about $335,000 to the Alaska court system that were among Dunleavy's line item vetoes. losses. The ACLU's Joshua Decker says the lawsuit seeks to reverse the funding cut and declare the action illegal under state law.
The governor's action is so brazen and so unprecedented, all of our previous governors knew not to play politics with our judges, and so that's why we're suing today.
According to the ACLU, this is the first case in Alaska challenging the constitutionality of a veto directed at another branch of government. Dunleavy said he vetoed the court system funding because the state Supreme Court has ruled that Medicaid funds can be used to pay for abortions. He said that since both the legislative and executive branches are opposed to public money going toward terminating pregnancies, the annual cost for elective abortion should be borne by one branch of government that upholds the policy. Decker says that amounts to retaliation and infringes on an independent judiciary.
The governor cannot impermissibly interfere with the functions of another co-equal branch, and we also expect this case to make clear that a governor may not use the veto power to reappropriate money from one legislative appropriated function to another legislatively appropriated function.
Decker says even if the cut to the court system is overturned by legislators along with other vetoed items, the ACLU is still likely to ask for a ruling on the matter. A spokesperson for the governor's office pointed to broad authority for Alaska's executive branch to issue budget vetoes, but says they do not comment on pending litigation. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for the news in Yuktun coming up.